On a recent Wednesday evening, the cast and crew of Live Arts' production of The Drowsy Chaperone prepared for the relaunch of their musical comedy. The show debuted in mid-December to glowing reviews, but took a break for the holidays. I stopped by the brush-up rehearsal this week to find out more. Let's hear first from the actors, then we'll hear from musical director John Carton and director Ray Nedzel.
My name is Kim Hoffacker. I'm playing Janet Vandegraff.
I'm Jane Scatina, and I'm the Drowsy Chaperone.
And I'm Doug Schneider, and I'm Man in Chair. They call it a musical within a comedy. The story, basically, it's two shows, essentially. The show starts simply with Man in Chair talking. And he's kind of sets his life up and the show up. He's feeling blue. And when he feels blue, he likes to listen to his music. And he has all these records of shows and lots of posters and stuff all over his apartment. Loves theater. Loves musical theater. And as he starts talking about one of his favorite shows, which is called The Drowsy Chaperone. And so he puts the record on. And as he puts the record on, the show comes to life in his apartment. Literally, comes out of every part of his apartment.
I don't want to sing tunes no more. I don't want to ride moons no more.
You realize how much this show means to him as the show goes on. And by the end, you realize that it's not just fluff for him. There really is something very, very much at heart in his life that this show brings out. And the audience gets to be privy to that because he gets to talk directly to them as all of this is happening. He describes the characters, he describes the show, and it's fun.
I don't wanna show up.
The fun part about it for the characters is that as we enter his apartment, we're entering in the show, The Drowsy Chaperone. But when he lifts the needle off the record, he stops and talks about the character playing The Drowsy Chaperone. Then he's talking about Beatrice Stockwell, who was this iconic star who always had to have a marching anthem in every show. She was a force to be contended with. But that's what's so much fun. So you get the story of The Drowsy Chaperone, but then you get the backstory of each character playing that character.
Yeah. My name is John Carton. I am the musical director for The Drowsy Chaperone. This show started out as a wedding present for Robert Martin and Janet Vandegraff by a troupe of actors, and they presented it as a gift, and I think it was born that day, and then through many, many different versions, it finally came to the Broadway stage. This musical was a challenge because we had to reinvent it for the space, because Live Arts is a much more intimate space, so I had to basically pare down the orchestrations from 17 pieces to 4. And this time we decided, because we're doing the show completely acoustic without any type of amplification, we decided to relocate the orchestra into the balcony, which is a new thing for Live Arts, but it's something that has really, really worked.
Here's the show's director, Ray Nedzel.
I saw The Drowsy Chaperone on Broadway. I didn't know anything about it, but it was fantastically funny. And so I came back and I said, hey, you know, Live Arts, you have to do the show when the rights become available. And the rights became available. I wasn't part of the process. And then the executive director came to me and said, hey, we got this great show. Would you be interested in directing? I'm like, oh, I love that show. I saw it on Broadway. My friend from college was in it up on Broadway, him and his brother. Well, and they were. It's just goofy and delightful. So that part of the full circleness of me being asked to direct a show that I saw and thought someday I'd like to direct that show, those two things coming together was great for me. So what we did is we separated the two out, and we rehearsed the 1928 musical that comes to life in the man's apartment separate from what turns into a monologue of a man in his apartment talking in detail, like in nerd-level detail, about his love his love of this show, this 1928 show. And then we put those two together, and there was a little rocky road, you know, for a while, right in the middle of the rehearsal process. We're like, okay, now we're going to blend these two together. And as Gary White said, I think it was – oh, maybe Chris Patrick said, one of the actors in the show said that, well, when a musical comes to life in your apartment, you got to expect a little damage. There's a lot of pacing issue. There's an overall pace of the show. There's a pace of what's happening in the 1928 musical. There's a pace of what's happening in The Man in the Chair. And they they sometimes are parallel, sometimes are different. You know, that we're in reality, but now we're in a different reality, now we're in imagination. So I think it's the kind of show that you should see early because you're going to want to see it twice. And then, of course, everyone gets married because it's a big musical comedy marriage, Shakespearean style, As You Like It style, and you'll like it.
The Drowsy Chaperone reopens this Saturday and runs through January 16th in Live Arts Downstage Theater. For showtimes or more information, or to order tickets, visit livearts.com. I'm Sean Tubbs, and thanks for listening to this podcast from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.